Welcome to Car Free Conversations. This is a podcast where we talk about making the most of St. Pete without the use of a car. I'm Domenico.
And I'm Sumitra.
And with us today, we have Alfonso Hernandez.
Hola.
Hello, Alfonso. Welcome to Car Free Conversations.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into the really juicy stuff.
Well, I'm originally from Chile. I moved to the U.S. about 10 years ago now in 2015. And I've been in Florida pretty much since. I moved to other places in the U.S., which made me learn about just like a more general U.S. view, you know. But Florida has always been like the home away from home. So, and then I've been living here in St. Pete for about 3 years, and it's pretty nice. It's nice having the beach. Yeah, it's pretty nice. I like St. Pete a lot.
Did you grow up in Santiago?
I grew up in a city like an hour and a half away from Santiago, closer to the coast. But mostly everybody in Chile lives near Santiago in Santiago, pretty much.
Can I ask the name of the city?
It's called Quillota.
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 Is it pretty? How big would you say it is? Bigger, smaller than St. Pete?
Smaller.
Smaller than St.
Pete. Yeah, smaller than St. Pete. Maybe just St. Pete Metro, like St. Pete city limits, maybe like that. Because we also have like adjacent cities that like were like this, you know, like kind of like Pinellas and St. Pete or like Clearwater. We have kind of cities next to us too. So like it's like a greater area too. But yeah, I would say like 200,000 people maybe.
Okay. Decent
sized
city.
Decent sized, not the smallest for sure.
Right, yeah.
And I'm close to Santiago and close to like other big cities that are around. So still a little bit of everything.
Can I ask? I'm going to ask another question about the city. What was it like getting around that city? Was it mostly car dependent?
I had to drive everywhere.
You did?
Pretty much. And it was rural per se. Not like away from things, but like a lot of things. And I also lived like away from the city per se, not in the city center, you know? So mainly was like when I was a little kid, I lived in the city center and I would walk everywhere. But other than that, I grew up driving everywhere. But slowly I entered the world of like public transit and stuff like that. When I became a teenager, I would take the metro, like the train to like a coastal city. And so my mom would drive me to the metro station and then I would take the metro, you know? So like slowly I started, and then once I moved to the U.S., I pretty much picked up a bike, and it was because I moved to Gainesville, Florida. So I went to college there, and in there I just took the bus everywhere, or biked everywhere.
No trains
in Gainesville, but
pretty bike friendly.
Very bike friendly, and a lot of the bus system is awesome over there in Gainesville.
Especially, I think, for being a college town.
Exactly, and UF does a lot for the bus system there.
Of course, yeah.
So how did you get involved with God Free St. Pete when you moved to St. Pete?
I moved to St. Pete and I had already like through YouTube, I discovered a lot of like transit advocates in YouTube. In YouTube, there is a channel called Not Just Bikes, because a lot of people say like car free is, you're riding your bike everywhere. And he's just like, it's not just about bikes. It's about the infrastructure. It's about the streets. It's about the public transit. It's about bikes. It's about many, many things.
It's also about walkability.
About walkability, about all the things, you know, and that's how I got involved in like this like mentality of like, how do we design our cities and how do they work and how do we make them work for everyone, you know, and stuff like that. And then I was really like, my wife told me, is like, you need to get someone to talk about this, dude, because like I'm kind of tired of hearing you. Like, I'm already on your side, don't get me wrong, but you need to find your people here, you know. And I just by Google, just by like researching around and stuff like that, I found Car Free St. Pete. And I just send them a message. It's like, hey, you guys need any help or volunteers or anything like that? I studied marketing in college, so I wanted to do like social media and things like that. And I had a little bit of experience doing that. So then I reached out to Nicole, who is the main person in Carfree, St. Pete. And she was like, yeah, I definitely would love the help. And I've been there since August 2023.
And you manage the social media, which, by the way, you've done an amazing job. I think that St. Pete has a great social media campaign.
Thank you. I try. We try. We all try.
So what's that like? Tell us a little bit about your role as the social media chair.
The new social media chair, because we are launching a new project called Connect Pinellas, which the idea is like to get the St. Pete out of the center, you know, and just be like the whole county needs the help, you know, not just St. Pete. And we want to hear the people of the whole county rather than just the people here in St. Pete, which you know, it's helpful for everyone involved, you know. But I'm the social media chair, which means that I'm going to still handle all the social media releases that we're going to do, posts that we want to do about stories or improvements that we might do as a nonprofit and things like that.
Oh, very cool. Well, tell us a little bit more. Let's talk a little bit more about Connect Pinellas.
Sure.
Talk about Connect Pinellas a little bit more.
Yeah. So with the people in Carfree St. Pete, we were like, kind of like, how can we take this to like the next step? How can we take more action towards the things, here in Pinellas and in St. Pete? You know, like, how can we help people not just like spread the word of like, hey, you can move by your bike and take the bus and things like that, but how can we also take action and like build bike parking or be advocates for a new bike lane or a new bus lane or things like that? And it ended up being that like we need to create a nonprofit. And so the people that are the most involved in Carfree St. Pete, you know, were like, okay, let's pick a name, let's finalize all the things that we need to become a nonprofit. And that's what we're doing now, and we're very excited. Everybody's on board, and we're excited to launch it and to start doing projects and get donations, and that way we feel like we're gonna be able to like do way more with becoming a nonprofit and having like an established name and established like organization. Rather than just an entity. I feel like Carfree St. Pete was always just like an entity that like kind of like we did events and we did, you know, social media posts and things like that, but like it was never really like, what are we, you know? So Connect Pinellas is a nonprofit, and it's for everything that needs help with like not just car free movement, but also just infrastructure and all the things that I was mentioning.
So broader mission.
So yeah. As social media chair, do we have like new Connect Pinellas accounts?
Yeah, we're gonna have luckily Connect Pinellas was a very not a used name, so okay. it was very easy to create all the socials, and we're slowly preparing more stuff to like launch through there to like get to know the team, get to know what we are, where we're gonna be about, and what the difference is from Carfree St. Pete, because we do want to make that difference. Mm-hmm. And we're not gonna get rid of Carfree St. Pete. Carfree St. Pete is gonna stay around, and we're gonna still help the folk of St. Pete specifically, and still talk about the things that we have always shared in Carfree St. Pete, but separate ourselves a little bit and get that broader mission out of the city. And
so I was going to ask about that. So you're going to be still managing also Carfree St. Pete's social media. You're still going to be posting to that. So
yeah,
if I'm following Carfree St. Pete on Instagram or on Facebook, I can still see those posts.
You can still see those posts. I'm still going to post in both things. I'm going to do a little bit more similar content of what I have been created for Carfree St. Pete. So events that like are car-free oriented here in St. Pete in the city, things that, you know, how to get to certain businesses from the trail, or, you know, how you can use the trail for better for your commute or things like that. Okay. I'm going to use that. And then Connect Pinellas, I think, is going to be more focused on what are we going to do? What are the things that we are working as a nonprofit, or what events we're going to have for like when we're going to need more, when we're going to need donations, or like we're going to need, how you call it, like... I don't know. But when we're going to do more, we're going to more non-profit-y stuff, you know, like the events, the things that we're getting done, you know, like actually like once we start, it's like, okay, we propose ourselves to create this bike parking. Hey, we build it. Hey, the next thing is this, and this is what we need. This is the steps that we're going to take to get this done, whether it's an infrastructure thing or whether it's just like an advocacy meeting, or, you know, and just inform the people of how they can help us with our mission and how we're helping them through our actions, you know. And then Carfree St. Pete is going to be more like, do this with your bike, do this with the ferry, do this with the PSTA, you know, kind of things.
And since we already have like a very loyal fan base on social media, we can also post Connect Pinellas accounts on Carfree St. Pete accounts.
Yeah, I think so there's going to be a lot of cross posting, right, and there's going to be a lot of like mentioning of each other in those social medias, for sure. But hopefully it can be more than like, I mean, Carfree St. Pete has grown a lot, and again, like you guys said, I have done a lot with the Godfrey St. Pete socials, but I do hope that with Connect Pinellas, we can go to another level, whichever that level will be. Hopefully we can just keep growing as an organization and be really helpful for the community, because that's ultimately what we want to do. We want to help the community and make everybody happy, even the people that drive their cars, which is all of us. We all still drive.
Some of us.
Yeah, some of us. But I'm just like saying that, like, you know, cars are still part of our lives, you know,
we're not here to get rid of cars.
Exactly, and we want people to just see us for, like, we're just trying to help everybody, and we don't want to step in each other's toes, and that's what, like, Connect Pinellas is going to be, you know, more, we're going to crowdfund, and we're going to talk to the community that we want to do projects with and things like that, so we can do informed decisions.
So what social media accounts are we going to have? Like Instagram?
Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky. Okay. And those are the three that I'm focusing on now, just to start. I think those are the main ones for now, you know. And if it grows, then I will create for every single social media that there is.
Right. Like, maybe if you decide to start making dances, car-free dances.
Maybe a TikTok, maybe Substacks, and I just start writing stories in Substacks.
Oh, yeah, Substacks.
Yeah. That we can each write, like, a open letter or whatever.
Yeah.
Sure. Like, I'll write a letter.
Yeah.
My story on my way to work, you know.
Yeah, I love being car-free, so I always write about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's easy when you are part of the community. Mm-hmm. You know, I bike to work every day. So when you're part of that and you see it from those eyes of, like, how all this works without the car, you know, it's always easy.
Yeah, because there are people, like, sometimes when I mention that I don't have a car, people are like, how do you survive? You know, and it's not that serious.
No,
It's a different lifestyle, and I like it because I'm a lot more active. I'm, you know, I'm fit. You save money, you know, there's a lot of benefits to it.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think there is a little bit of it, you know, insight and inspiration, some education that can go on that to help people realize if, you know, that it's something that they can do, and it may be something they want to.
Yeah. And I always say that the best advocate you can do is just ride your bike. It's already an advocacy thing, you know. It's like you're making a statement by riding your bike, that's by true. Not having a car, by riding the bus, you know, just by people seeing you pass by on your bikes, like, it is possible.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, there is also, like, this weird stigma around not having a car, is so strange.
I have noticed that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and that's why I tell people I'm car free rather than I'd stop telling people I don't have a car,
right?
Because they would always look at me sideways, which is weird. Because let's say that my reasons were solely that I couldn't afford a car, which part of it is that cars are very expensive, and I can't. Why would you judge me for that?
Yes,
but people do.
I know.
They really do,
because it's just so normalized that, like, everybody has a car, you know, just like rich,
like,
people have cars.
Yeah, you know, they look at you like, oh, you're missing something.
Or like, what's wrong with you?
Like, oh, did you get a... You
know, why don't you want the comfort of a car?
You get in trouble with your car,
right?
You can't drive now. No, I just, it's by choice.
Yeah.
And so that's why I've started saying I'm car free, because it feels a little bit more empowering, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm proud of it, you know?
As opposed to, like, when I'm in Chicago... Like, when you have a car, I'm like, you have a car? Yeah,
it's a completely different.
Right.
Yes. When I lived in New York, if somebody had a car, I'm like, where do you park it?
Yeah.
Like, where do you put it? That must be, that's so impractical. Yeah, it's a completely different lifestyle, sure. But St. Pete is, you know, it's becoming more and more friendly for multimodal transportation. We have really made strides. And honestly, when I first moved to St. Petersburg, like 17 years ago, even back then, I think the fact that it had a walkable center made it pretty walkable. And even back then, I did have a car, but I only use it to go to Tampa, which I don't do anymore.
Another
crossing the bridge is a whole journey.
Well, we're fine. It's Connect Pinellas, not Connect Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can connect the whole area, you know, that's the goal, you know. But yeah, that's one of the things that a lot of the people that, like, the first step to, like, car-free-ism is, like, the fact that we have this walkable downtown. It's like everybody that works downtown can afford to live downtown, you know, and, like, they notice that they can walk to the bars, and they can walk to the restaurants, and they can walk there, and then, like, slowly, without even hearing about us or this whole world of car free freedom, you know, they become someone that's like, oh yeah, I stopped driving because I live downtown and I don't need it, you know, and just like that, they are like, oh, And then when they start thinking about it, it's like, ah, now I can ride my bike more places, or now I can use something else to get where I need to get it, that it's a little bit more than a 15-minute walk, you know.
Right. Whatever. And hopefully Connect Pinellas can really help connect the downtown areas to some of the more, you know, the areas that are further out. And I think that's part of the problem, is that sometimes if you live further outside of the city center and you want to be car free, it is harder, because you kind of have to get to the city center to do a lot of things.
So. Exactly. And that's the thing. When we start talking about this, it's like, it's not just about riding your bike. Because if you live in Gulfport, or you live like further to the beach, or even just like Pinellas Park, it's like, where are you going to bike? Right. You know, like, where are they? There is a trail, but there is some bike lanes, but like, it's never fully safe or like convenient for you to bike. So it's not, we can't just tell people, grab your bike and start biking. You know, it's like, it is more than that. And I think that's what we are want to do as a nonprofit, is like change that. Like, it's about policies, it's about infrastructure, it's about changing just how we think about. Because again, you go downtown because that's where all the restaurants are and all the businesses are and all right. the helpful stuff is there. You know, how can we take all of the stuff and make it easier for those things to exist outside of the city center, right. so people don't have to drive to the city center, mm-hmm. and that way, instead of a 15-minute drive to the city center, it's a 10-minute walk to wherever right. they need yeah. to go.
And,
you know?
And it's also about changing attitudes of people.
Who, of course, yeah.
Like, who do love driving their cars, but it's also like...
Right. Which you can do. You can yeah, love driving.
Right.
You can love driving. But it's, you know, maybe don't take your car for that quarter mile
right.
drive to the neighborhood association right. meeting. Like, that's something that we always joke about.
I feel
about.
Like we talk about this I know. Every
it's,
single
it's
episode.
So ridiculous.
And I always tell, like, people that are, like, car enthusiasts, it's like, hey, the less people in the road, the more space you have to drive your yeah. fancy and your nice cars.
Yeah, that's true.
You
and
know?
And it's safer, like, slower, fewer cars makes it safer for everybody.
You know, I love this quote. I always see it. And it's like, when you're in traffic, remember... You are the traffic.
Yeah. I know, yeah. It's something that people forget. Yeah. You can't be mad at the traffic if you are the traffic. In the traffic.
Exactly. Exactly. At least you're carpooling with like 5 other people. Maybe that's a little...
Yeah, yeah. 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 Carpooling always helps for sure.
Yeah.
yeah.
The best way of carpool is just the bus.
Yeah.
Just like 6
well, of
people.
Course.
Or the train.
Yeah. One day we'll get trains. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something
yeah.
that we...
Totally.
We I mean, try I to love, do as a non-profit.
I love
you know?
That I just... go in and sit and then someone else is driving it.
I do like that. And I don't have to. I saw somebody actually on my way here to the studio. I saw somebody on the side of the road replacing their tire. They must have gotten a flat. Mm-hmm. And I felt bad, but I also was like, wow, I remember having to do yes. that and I don't have to anymore.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, if the bus gets a flat tire, you don't have to get out and replace the tire.
Yeah, there's another bus that comes and picks you
yeah.
up. Yeah,
right. And the train doesn't get a flat.
That's true.
But yeah.
Well, this has been wonderful having you on. Yes.
Thank you. It's always great to talk to you.
Is there any last word, anything else you want to say to the world of the radio?
Pro tip, if you are in the central St. Peter area, you know, the Pinellas Trail goes all the way from the beach to downtown. And a lot of things are around the trail. If you just get on the trail and see where you can go, and have a little fun there, you know, and see the places that you can discover, and then maybe make that ride once or twice a week.
Yeah, go on an adventure.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
it's just a really good way to see the city from other eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you're in your bike, you're like really connected with the outside world, rather when you're in the car or even a bus or a train. You know, you're not around this metal box, you know, in all of these three cases, you're just like one with nature and you have to be aware
yeah.
of the things and you see more things, you get to notice more things like, oh, there's a mural there. I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
you
there's
know?
a lot of murals.
A lot of murals in the trail, you know, so if you like art, go to
the
trail.
And the trees that they planted when they first made the Pinellas Trail, they're getting big.
Yeah.
They are getting big.
Nice.
I agree. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
like,
been
now
so
they actually shade you,
yeah.
which is nice.
Yeah, a little
yeah.
bit.
Summer.
Whereas before,
yeah.
they
and
were
more
just, like,
come. More
they
come
were
too.
Just, like, it was...
Saplings.
Yeah, they were sad. I was, like, concerned that they would not survive, but they're
But they've
there.
Been making
the,
it, yeah.
The slash pines
yeah.
are doing great. Yeah. You know. Well, thanks. Thanks for coming on. This has been great. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm Domenico.
This is Sumitra. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.